The town of Sitka has a starring role in a television commercial now airing nationwide. Cargill Incorporated of Minneapolis sells a myriad of products and services, including salt for seafood processing. But most television viewers around the U.S. don't process seafood. KCAW's Robert Woolsey recently spoke with Cargill management to find out what message a 60-second slice of life in Sitka sends to the national marketplace.
It looks like the little town that time forgot and the decades cannot improve, but it's not Lake Wobegon.
At the end of the day, in Sitka, Alaska, everyone's attention turns to the sea.
This 60-second commercial is now airing nationwide in selected markets. It's the work of Cargill, the Minnesota-based corporation that produces a huge number of agricultural, pharmaceutical, and food products, including
a shipment of natural sea salt from Cargill, essential for preserving the catch.
Ann Ness is the Vice President of Corporate Brand Management for Cargill. I reached her at corporate headquarters in Minneapolis.
Sitka had all the charm and all of the locale that we needed, so we love Sitka.
Cargill has global scope. The Sitka Salt commercial is less about selling salt than it is about reminding the marketplace that Cargill understands that business is not exclusively about product. Cargill's been working with the idea for about 10 years. Ness calls the series of commercials, which have the look and feel of movie trailers, corporate folk stories.
Out where the fishing boats finish their day's work and begin the journey home.
I never got the feeling they were trying to sell anything other than maybe a corporate image that we are out there and we do help.
Gary Short is a retired school teacher in Sitka. He taught second grade for 27 years. He appears midway through the one-minute version of the commercial with his salt-white beard, putting on a pea coat and a cap to go out and greet the boats. He saw the casting call in the local newspaper last fall, and his wife convinced him to try out. The production company was working for the advertising firm Martin Williams in Minneapolis. Short says it's no surprise that the Minnesota-born warmth of a prairie home companion radiates through the commercial. He says he felt an immediate affinity for everyone involved in the production.
And they wanted to know all about Sitka and what it was like here. And is it really that beautiful? Is it really that nice? They just couldn't believe that any place was as nice as that.
Sitka certainly stands up to that praise, but maybe not in the middle of October. Cargill's work on the ground was under the supervision of Bruce Bohanek, the director of corporate brand management. He says the crew got to work the first morning at 6 a.m. in the dark and, of course, in pouring rain.
It was a shot that did actually get in the spot of the truck driving along a causeway, but that first morning it was like, oh boy, I don't know how this is going to work. But they managed to pull it off. I think the camera was covered in rain protection about a third of the time.
The safe arrival of the boats is highly anticipated.
Despite the charm of its setting, its tranquil narrative and Hollywood polish, the commercial does carry a strong message. It's building Cargill's brand, to be sure, but Gary Short wonders if it's mutual.
It made Sitka look every bit as good as it is. I don't think it misrepresented Sitka in any way. Well, Sitka is a beautiful, beautiful place, and we're all fortunate to be here.
The Cargill Salt commercial is targeted at executives in the food industry. It's also playing in 15 markets where employees and key customers reside. Cargill officials expect it to have a shelf life of about 2 years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
This is how Cargill works with customers.